I'm sure lots of people in Leicestershire know about Loros and what an amazing place that is. But my mother was there 8 years ago and passed away there. She got diagnosed with a terminal cancer, and she was given 3 months to live. And yeah, that place, my mum was there for her final, I'd say the final 2 weeks. They support you, you know, throughout your diagnosis. But yeah, she was there for her final 2 weeks. And I've got to say that the guys there, and I mean from the consultant all the way down to the volunteer tea ladies in the canteen or the public little cafe that's there, to the cleaners, mate, they've it's nothing but care for not only the patient but the families. It's amazing, mate. It really is, and it's left a mark on me and my sisters for what they do. So it's a little way of saying thank you and trying to help them along the way a little bit. So that's kind of the reasons behind it. And these guys need the help financially. It costs about £9 million to run this place a year, and they only get 20% support from the public purse, which is not a great deal. So you can imagine the amount they have to fundraise, and it needs the help. So yeah, it's what I do, and that's why we're doing it.
And just on the fundraising, I mean, that's gone fantastically well, hasn't it? Seeing how much you initially set a target of and what you're on now, that is brilliant.
Yeah, it's spurred us on, yeah, if I'm honest. It really has spurred us on, because we set a target of £5,000, and you kind of watch it start and you get into a few hundred quid and you're like, oh, I hope we get near it. I hope we do. And then things start rolling in, and we got some amazing donations from people like Next, the clothing, the Leicester-based clothing. There's a cycle guy called Ride Fire who held raffles for us for stuff, and another cycling clothing company called Licole. They've supported us, and we've slowly raised just shy of. In fact, no, we've gone over the £10,000 mark now, because on our Just Giving page it shows a figure, but Next they donated direct to us to Loros, sorry. So to add that into it, we're just over £10,000. So we kind of blown away by a little. So yeah, it's the motivation that drives you a little bit, that people are putting the trust in you to go and do this, because they want to help raise some money for Loros as well. So yeah, it's fantastic, mate. Honestly, it just helps. So every pound, every penny just helps. So
have you been doing much sort of training ahead of the ride?
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot, if I'm honest. I think we're all four of us in a really good place fitness wise. We've been trying to, around our busy lives ourselves, we've all got families, we all work, and you try and get as much training in as you can. And sometimes families kind of want you to be around, but you've got to do what you've got to do. And all our families have been really supportive and backed us. So we've trained hard, and yeah, we're ready now. It's time to go and do it and start pushing the pedals and knocking their miles off. So yeah, we're ready to go.